This is episode 2155 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to our series we're exploring this week all about gratitude. Gratitude for what you have in your life at this moment. And in today's episode, you're going to be guided deepening your sense of gratitude. There is a lot of research that shows that gratitude doesn't always come naturally. We think that we can simply think up gratitude and we'll begin to feel it, but it turns out that gratitude, like many things, is a habit, and it can take some time to cultivate gratitude. So there's no time like the present to get started. In fact, one of the best times to begin cultivating gratitude is often when you least feel it. So if you are feeling frustrated, fearful, and maybe you're feeling hopeless, or maybe you're feeling elated, know that right now, as we go through uncertain times with a global pandemic, and if you live in the United States, I'm actually recording this on Election Eve, where the votes are being tallied. As I record this, there is not a winner yet, but regardless of who wins or not, here you are showing up for yourself, getting ready to do one of the best things you could possibly do, and that is to meditate. And for that, you can be grateful. I'll be guiding you through some gratitude, even if you're not feeling so grateful right now. Today's episode is sponsored by the Sip and Om Meditation app. You can try this app for 7 days free access to over 2,000 guided meditations, and you always receive a journal and a slowdown guide in each series. If you are not subscribed to the podcast, I invite you to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Consistency is the key to receiving the benefits of meditation. So I want to share with you the journey of a fellow meditator, someone meditating right along with you. And I want to start sharing these journeys with you so that you realize you're not so alone as you may feel, and so that you can be inspired by how other people are benefiting from meditation and different ways they're using their meditation ritual to help them in their lives. So if you have a story, many of you have already reached out to me, I'd love to share it on the podcast. I don't need to mention your name, or I could mention your name. Some of you even would like me to mention where you work and have other people connect with you. And I'm happy to do that. You can reach out to me at mary@sipandom.com. Or you can also, what most people do is they reach out to me on either Instagram or Facebook, the Sip and Om Instagram or Facebook. You can directly message me there. I respond to every message and I'd love to hear from you. I'd really enjoy meeting you. So now I'd like to introduce you to a fellow meditator. And he is a teacher in New Jersey. It's been a rough year for him, but he and I have corresponded for a while, and he checks in with me and lets me know how things are going. And I've always been so inspired by his discipline. He wakes up early in the morning, like around 4:30, to start his day. He's also a surfer, and he's really into athletics, so he wants to have time to work out, and he's lost quite a bit of weight as he has built these healthy habits. I really admire this listener because he shares meditation with, I believe it's middle school students, who he says are really under a lot of stress these days. So he says, "Hello, and thank you for providing me with the tools to build a healthy body and mind. I have certainly been tested during the past few weeks, whether it be stress or just daily challenges. Without meditation, I would not be able to stay peaceful. I agree, meditation develops true inner strength. Life is constantly filled with ups and downs, but I find myself able to stay centered and push through those adversities more so today than in the past. Although today may be a challenge, it's just another day. People who meditate and take care of themselves will certainly get through it." So what I like so much about this message is that he says, although today may be a challenge, it's just another day. So whatever you're feeling today, it's a big day, especially, again, if you live in the United States with our election process and all the other things you may be experiencing wherever you live in the world. Know that today is just one more day. And as you live through today, you can tap into your inner peace to make it the best part of your day. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, become aware of your thoughts. You might find your thoughts are racing. You might feel a sense of heaviness or gloom or doom. Just notice how you feel. It's all fine. Now, as you notice your thoughts, let's take the first step today towards cultivating ongoing gratitude. That is your challenge for this week, to express gratitude to one person each day, at least one person. Right now is your time. Express gratitude for yourself. Think about something you're grateful for in your life right now. Begin to notice how you feel. You might notice your heart begin to soften and open up. You might begin to notice your breath calm down. Inhale this gratitude. And exhale sadness, stress, worry, let it go. Right now is your time. Now think about something for which you're so incredibly grateful that someone did for you in the past. That meant so much to your life. And draw from this gratitude. Let it seep into you. Cling to it. And immerse yourself in it. Continue meditating. If your mind wanders, and it likely will, bring it back to the rhythm and flow of your breath until you find yourself become calmer again, and then sink back into that sense of stillness. You are so worth slowing down for.